Thank you for calling Total Sports Travel. My name is Nakia. How may I assist you?
Yes, Nakia. My friend and our couple, my wife and I, and another couple are planning on traveling to the Penn State Auburn game and do the 3-night stay that you have planned. And my friend Mike talked to someone, a customer service rep yesterday, and although we were wanting two rooms, they said if we put it under one reservation, we could still get that quad rate for the cost. Is that correct?
So just to confirm, you're trying to add you and one other person to your friend reservation?
No, he doesn't have a reservation. Neither of us have a reservation yet. We're just trying to book together.
Oh, yes, you could be so it'll be four people on one reservation?
Yes, but two rooms.
Yes, that's absolutely fine. Whoever's cart that's going to be used, or if you like, you can always add, how many carts you want on your reservation. And
Right.
when you're booking it, we'll be able to give you the overall total and then the minimum. And then once your reservation is booked, the email confirmation will be sent to you with your final payment date.
I got you. I got you. And he, what we would want to do is give each of us give you a credit card so that we'd pay half of, half of it, each of us. If that's, I don't know just how to
Correct.
accomplish that, but.
Because everyone's name that's going to be involved, or
Yeah.
yeah, everyone involved name will be added on the reservation. So let's just say you call one day, he calls the next, we will ask for his name, and then we will notate the reservation.
Okay, so you, in other words, all we'd need to do is just basically start booking. I could start the booking, and then he could call you and finish it with a, we're using that reservation number. Is that correct?
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. All righty. And just to get make sure I'm clear on the 3-night package. Let's see here. Packages. Okay, let me. I was wanting to make sure I got to the 3-night and look at that while I'm talking with you.
Now, are you
Okay,
referring
so
to the 3-night hotel or the 3-night air package?
the 3-night air package.
Gotcha. Okay.
That would be flying out of Birmingham, departing on Thursday, and then fly back out on Sunday.
That's correct.
That's correct.
And the price for this quad would be $1,098.
Okay, that'd be 1,098 per person.
Correct.
Okay, so my share of it then would be two times that, and he'd be two times that. All right. So we would, and that would be staying at the Hershey Lodge for those 3 nights. Pre-game party adjacent to the stadium, and then there's a few other, I guess, things that come with that. Is that correct? Admission to the Hershey Gardens and admission to the Hershey Museum.
Correct.
And then let's see. Doesn't include meals, doesn't include tickets and that kind of thing. So yeah. That sounds like well, let me what do I need to do to go ahead and get this started, and then I could give him the reference number, and he could call and round it out.
Right, may I have your last name with the spelling?
Yes. Is that background noise? Is my grandchildren, is that background noise messing you up?
Not too bad, no.
Okay. Well, let me move. It's messing me up a little bit. Let me just get in another place. Okay. That'll be better.
May I have you spell out your last name for me?
Yes, it's G-O-M-I-L-L-I-O-N.
Did you say the last, did you say G-O-M as in mom, I-L-L-O-N as in Anson?
It'd be I-O-N. At the end would be I-O-N.
Can you repeat the spelling of your name?
Yes, G-O, go, million, M-I-L-L-I-O-N.
Gotcha. May I have you spell out your first name?
Tony, T-O-N-Y.
Spell out your email address for me.
Yes, it is T, go million, like my last name, all lowercase, at panhandle.rr.com.
Did you say can handle, like C-A-N?
Panhandle, like
P-A-N.
Yes, Panhandle of Florida. Panhandle. P-A-N-H-A-N-D-L-E.
Your phone number?
.rr.com. Yes, 850-393-9800.
T-O-G-O-M-I-L-L-I-O-N at panhandle.ir.com. Phone number is 850-393-9800.
That's correct.
May I have your date of birth?
January 15, 1956.
Middle initial?
M.
Your address?
5166 Max, M-A-X, Lane, J. J-A-Y, Florida, 32565.
Now, hold on 1 second because your phone broke up. I'm going to tell you where I stopped. Can you repeat the zip code for me?
On the phone? Oh, the
your zip code.
I'm sorry. 32565.
Okay, now, what I think I heard was 5166 Max, M-A-X, then I heard J.
Okay. Lane, Max Lane, L-A-N-E.
Max Lane, okay.
Yeah, J, Florida.
Ah, I knew I heard J. Okay. 5166 Max Lane, J, Florida, 32565. Middle initials, M as in mom.
That's correct.
Okay, for some reason it didn't store your phone number. May I have you repeat that for me?
850-393-9800.
And let me see if it automatically saved your email as well. 1 moment. Yep, that was saved. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
All right, we're going to go to next. I'm going to have to add your email in at another time so I can proceed.
Okay, that's fine.
You did say that your zip code was 32565.
That's correct.
I'm trying to see why it's not allowing me to save it. 1 moment. Okay. Now, may I have the first person that you're adding to your reservation?
Yes. So that would be my wife. It would be. Let me see what name she uses when she's flying. She's Hey, Jane, when you're getting your airline tickets, do you do Rebecca Jane? Rebecca? Okay. All right. My wife is Rebecca. J, as in Janie, go million.
All right. Her date of birth?
It would be November the 9th, 1956. I got that wrong one time. I got in trouble.
Yes, indeed. Okay. I'm ready for the next couple. First name with the spelling.
All right. Yeah, I'm gonna let Mike call you with that. How can we handle that now? Where I can just you give me a start, do my reservation part, and then let him add to it.
Okay, hold on. All right, it's a 3-night air package arriving on the 16th and departing on the 19th.
That's correct.
All right. All right, and do you have Southwest frequent traveler or traveler number?
I do not.
Okay, just wanted to ask that. Okay, the Hershey Lodge, Standard Queen. Okay.
Yeah. What are the options on that? Is it Queen or?
When I get to.
I mean, Queen's fine. Queen's fine.
Because I can make a request because right now I'm at the part of the Queen room. And
right.
I can put requests. Would prefer a king size bed.
Yeah, if you don't mind.
Okay. Now these are choice items, and it says I do not wish to participate in either morning tour or the afternoon tour.
I don't even know about that at this point.
Okay. It says, would you like to receive a travel insurance quote from the travel guide to protect your travel package investments?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Do you or anyone in your party have special needs or mobility issues that we should be made aware of?
No, I don't think so. Just getting old.
Okay. All right. So the total right now would be the balance right now is $2,556. However, the minimum balance due is $500.
Well, just a minute. $2,556 is the total.
Correct. And the minimum due today is $500.
Okay. $500. And you said the balance would be due when?
I do not know that until after I confirm the payment and the reservation is booked.
I'm with you. Okay. Sounds good. Let me ask you, on the, I hadn't read all the fine print, so just one other question before we give you the credit card number. If Auburn or Penn State or whoever cancels out because of, you know, this COVID stuff and all that, what's the deal on that?
You'll be notified. And I know based upon last year, if anything, if you had an option to have it roll over for the next year.
As far as the travel parts, what I'm talking about, as far as the deposit and if I paid the full amount. Is this a fully refundable deal with Total Sports or what?
Hold on one moment. I can get a response from someone. Okay, one moment, please.
Okay.
All right, thank you for your patience. I'm just waiting on a response because I don't want to tell you anything wrong. Because I can only base it upon last year. So while I'm waiting on a response, I want to see if I have any information. Now, I will say this, as far as purchasing travel insurance, that's something that if you had a question about that, I could transfer you over or attempt to transfer you over to someone directly.
Right. I don't have any particular question on travel insurance. I just have a question about the refund policy, if the attendance to the game is canceled.
Just to confirm, it'll be 100% refundable.
Okay.
In the case the game is canceled.
Well, in the case our attendance is canceled. You know what I'm saying? I mean, they might play the game with only 20% of the people there, like they did last year. You know, and Auburn may tell us we can't fill your ticket. In other words, I've got a ticket. Ticket already that I've ordered, but they put a caveat in there and say, you know, because they're dependent on Penn State to give them the tickets. If Penn State cancels our attendance tickets, you know, has their. You see what I'm saying?
Moment.
I mean, if they cancel mine, they're going to be canceling your whole booking. Basically, they're going to, everybody you got booked probably is going to get canceled unless it's, you know, somebody on the very high end of the deal.
All right. I can. Place me back on hold. One moment.
Sure.
Okay. Thank you so much for your patience. So what I can do is, because I forget how early it is, maybe a supervisor is not available, but I'm still waiting. I can also send a message over to a tour manager and have him or her get in contact with you just to answer that question. But I don't want to say anything wrong, but I know if the event is canceled, that's 100% refundable. If for whatever reason you canceled, then it's not. That's why I wanted to tell you about the travel insurance. But, you know, that's something that, because we haven't completed the process, if I stop, it's not going to, it's going to have your information, but it's not going to, I don't think it's going to pick up from where we left off. But either way, when you call back.
If you can just let, if you can just get, put a note for someone to call me that would have an answer. My only concern, I get it if I cancel it just for various reasons, if I get sick or whatever. But if Auburn fans are unable to attend, in other words, they pulled the tickets from Penn State, then there's no option for me to go. And so I'm assuming it'd be refundable at that point because your plane's not going to have anybody on it. But I need to know that. And so that if you can get somebody to give me that answer.
But no. I don't mind
going ahead and kind of moving on with the reservation with the, you know, minimum payment at this point.
Okay, you want to proceed forward? All right. So going back, the minimum amount is $500. What type of card will you be using today?
Visa.
Is there a middle initial as of M on the card?
No, it's just Tony Gomillion, I believe.
Okay. May I have the expiration date?
8/24.
The CVV code?
538.
And the cart number, please.
4008-9810-0036-8899.
Okay. I'm going to repeat the first eight digits because I think I have something in it wrong. I heard 4008-9810.
That's right.
Okay. 0036-8899.
That's correct.
Okay, so this is a Visa card ending in 8899, no middle initial. Expiration date is 8/24. CVV code is 538. You'll give me permission to withdraw $500 today, correct?
Correct.
Okay. All right, I can email this to you now.
Okay.
Okay, reservation confirmation has been sent. I'm going to go back now and notate your reservation. And I can provide you with the number as well. One moment.
Yeah, that'd be good.
All right. Reservation number is 45995.
All right. That's 45995.
That is correct.
Okay. So when Mike calls, he can just reference that number and add he and Jeanette to it.
That is correct.
Okay. All right. And I suppose he could add an email as well to his contact information.
Correct.
Okay. All righty.
All right. Anything else again, Mr. Stewart?
No, ma'am. So someone's going to call me with a cancellation or refund policy, kind of discuss that with me.
Correct.
Okay. I was looking to see if I got, I've not received that email yet, so I was hoping I'd see it pop up here. I did get the I did get my hit on my credit card. It popped up. But I'm still waiting to see about that email. Let's see if it's coming through. Total Sports Travel. Got it right here. $2,556. Balance due, $2,056. Tony M, Rebecca J. Looks like we're good.
Awesome. Okay. Well, I thank you so much for your patience and thank you for calling Total Sports Travel.
Okay.
Enjoy your day.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.